This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
A house fire in Lansing today leaves the structure damaged, although the occupants able to escape unhurt. Lansing firefighters responding to the blaze this afternoon on the 1300 block of East Saginaw Street. Officials say the source of the fire was the kitchen, leaving significant smoke damage. House Republican Rick Jones of Grand Ledge has introduced a bill that would ban marijuana clubs. He tells WILS that state residents had a particular idea of how the medicine would be used by patients.
Michiganders, when they passed the ballot initiative, envisioned people sitting at home smoking some marijuana in their own home. However, I think the clubs are dangerous and need to be banned.
Meanwhile, East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis has now signed two medical marijuana ordinances, including a 90-day moratorium on licensing caregivers. Loomis tells WILS's Tony Connolly there are alternatives.
We could create storefronts in a retail district for the dispensaries. We could limit them to home operations or like a small business out of the individual's home.
WILS sister station Power 96.5 FM is teaming up with Trinity AME Church to host their third annual food drive tomorrow. Power Afternoon personality EJ Gregg spoke with WILS.
The food goes to the Greater Lansing Food Bank and distributed by Food Movers, and will be at the corner of Saginaw and Waverly at L&L from 10 a.m. at least until 2, or we meet our goal.
Grand Ledge House Republican Rick Jones calling for a statewide ban of marijuana clubs. The state rep introducing a bill that would do exactly that. He tells WILS why the clubs are a greater concern than bars that serve alcohol.
If somebody consumes marijuana, there's no way to effectively determine how high the individual is. Michiganders don't want people going to marijuana clubs that could be built right next to a school.
In East Lansing, Mayor Vic Loomis signing two ordinances dealing with a medical marijuana issue. Loomis tells WILS's Tony Connolly that officials are concerned about the proliferation of dispensaries in the city.
There's really no definition which really controls or regulates retail dispensaries, which presumably leaves all of that regulation to local municipalities.
WILS's sister station, Power 96.5 FM, joining forces with Trinity AME Church for their annual food drive at the L&L store on Saginaw and Waverly tomorrow. Power Afternoon personality EJ Gregg says the goal is to break last year's record of nearly 2,000 pounds.
I'd like to see 3,000 pounds. But of course, donations are down this year, so we'll see, and we'll be happy. Whatever you have to donate, we'll be grateful for.
And Lansing firefighters extinguishing a house fire on the 1300 block of East Saginaw Street this afternoon. The blaze originating in the kitchen of the two-story home. No injuries reported. Lansing's Neogen Corporation named among the fastest-growing companies in the nation. The animal and food safety company ranking 82nd among the top 100 by Fortune magazine. Neogen planning to expand locally with the purchase of the city's Oak Park field office on Shiawassee Street. State Senator Glenn Anderson proposing that oil companies be responsible for the entire cost of cleaning up spills, such as the recent Enbridge pipeline leak, which dumped about 1 million gallons of oil in Marshall. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly that currently there is a limit on their liability.
My understanding, it's $50 million, and we need to make sure there's no cap because taxpayers should not be left on the hook for the cost of those cleanups.
A local lawmaker wants to get rid of marijuana clubs. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
House Republican Rick Jones of Grand Ledge has introduced a bill that would ban the facility, saying people who use the drug for medical reasons should do it at home. Jones tells WILS the problems with the Greenleaf Smokers Club owner in Williamston prompted the proposal.
The man admitted that he'd been arrested for distributing cocaine. He admitted that he had a cross on the wall of the facility and was calling himself a reverend. I think that's possibly to avoid taxes.
The former Eaton County Sheriff also cited concerns of getting behind the wheel after consuming the drug in public, saying he has seen high drivers do things like get into accidents and go through stop signs. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Michigan Right to Life facing criticism over what some conservatives say was a mishandled endorsement of Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox. House Republican Ken Horn.
In order to get that credibility back, something dramatic has to happen. We build up a credibility pool, and when we make mistakes, we draw from that. Their credibility pool has been sucked dry.
A new survey shows many home builders in Lansing and statewide believe the worst of Michigan's housing crisis is over. But they expect the recovery to be a slow one. Michigan Association of Home Builders CEO Bob Filka.
We're not as optimistic, certainly, as we would like to be at this point, but we're seeing some pockets around the state that are doing quite well.
And former MSU basketball player Chris Allen set to attend Iowa State, although he will not be playing this year. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low around 70. On Saturday, afternoon showers are likely, mostly cloudy, high near 83. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 82. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.